welcome you back inside the cave just after 8:25, 8:26 to be exact, inside the cave today on a Friday. Thank you all for tuning in. As promised, special guest, minus his entourage. Mom and sister hanging out in the hallway for now.
Yes.
Maybe they'll rejoin us. But right now, John set up this interview, so I'll let him lead us into who our guest is this morning.
We are joined in studio by the all-time home run leader for Tecumseh Area Little League, Max Gomez. Good morning, Max, and welcome.
Good morning.
All-time?
All-time.
How many home runs?
53.
53 in a Little League career?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So, pretty good by most standards. 53. I hit all of 2 home runs when I played Little League way back in the day.
I don't know that I did.
Yeah, I had 2.
So the reason Max is here, we're not just talking about his record.
Right.
He made it all the way to the regional final, the East Region final of the T-Mobile Little League Home Run Derby. That took place in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and that took place last weekend.
Yes.
So
part of the Major League Baseball All-Star festivities, one of the many things that they have going during that time. And he and his family got to go down to the Atlanta area.
So, Max, what did you have to do to get to that event in Georgia? What did you have to win?
How'd you qualify?
Right.
You have to hit, like, a standard amount of home runs. I don't know, but it's, like, everybody around the country. So they take the top 10 from the East and top 10 from the West. And I was one of the top 10 from the East to make it. And the kids from the West went against the kids from the West, and the kids from the East went against from the East.
Do you remember what states the other kids were from that you played against?
I know one of them was from New York and South Carolina. I can't remember really any else.
Okay. And so were you, like, put in, like, a bracket and you matched up against one person and you – how'd that go?
It went, like, who hit the least amount of home runs got eliminated. Top 6 stayed and the 4 got eliminated. And then how it went to go to Williamsport was the top 4 make it and there's not a championship. You got to wait till you get to Williamsport and then the 2 get eliminated.
So, all right, Mac, I heard you were close.
Yeah.
Close. Yeah.
Well, it's still pretty cool to go, even though you don't get to go to Williamsport, right?
Yeah, it was a fun time because making memories for my family and everybody in the town of Tecumseh.
Yeah. Did you get to meet some new kids? Did you get to hang out with them? Like,
yeah.
Was everybody at the same hotel?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Like, there's a player's lounge for all the kids to play. There was, like, video games, ping pong, and cornhole for, like, everybody
fun.
To play. So it's just to meet new kids and make new friends from all around the country.
Yeah, that's one of the best parts of stuff like that is, you know, you learn about kids and where they're from, and they learned about you being from Tecumseh. But 53 home runs.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good total. Would you say your ability to hit for power is maybe the best part of your game so far?
Yeah.
And what position do you play in the field mostly?
I mostly play catcher.
Catcher, okay. So, like, kind of like a Cal Raleigh of the Mariners?
Yep.
There you go. Is that one of your favorite players?
Not really.
Oh, who do you like? Who's your favorite player?
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Okay. Yeah, he's good.
Max, were you in studio, would have been last season, for the Little League when your Tecumseh team made it to the state tournament?
We had
or the regional tournament.
All 12 of them.
We had pretty much the whole team here. Very cool. Because I remember now you giving an answer. I was like, oh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Normally people pick a Tiger or, you know, someone like that.
Yeah.
So that had to be cool, your teammates supporting you going to this home run derby thing. They probably all thought that was cool for you.
Yeah. It was a tough choice because I either stayed or went to it, and it was like coming down to it because it was hard for me to leave my team because I can't just leave them out to dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then because they've been with me my whole career and season most of the time. And so it was a hard decision going to Atlanta because I don't really like missing games.
It was the district final?
No, it was
the semi.
It was the semifinal to go to the district championship, and we had to win on Sunday and Monday too. We had to beat Plymouth Canton on Sunday and Monday.
Well, you know, that's the tough part about being someone who hits a lot of home runs is you might have gotten called up for something like this. And, you know, I'm sure your teammates thought it was pretty cool that you got to go and represent Tecumseh.
Yeah, they were really supportive, and they were being really nice. And it was like they were being like, it's your decision. Well, if you don't go, we'll be okay. And if you do come, we'll probably win.
Yeah.
Max Gomez joining us.
Yes.
In studio today. Part of the T-Mobile Home Run Derby. He's got his Tecumseh hat on. He's got the T-shirt on that he earned.
Yeah.
Playing in that tournament. What was it like to play in a ballpark like that? It was a minor league park in the Atlanta area.
Yeah.
Had to be pretty cool for you, Max.
Yeah, it was really nerve-wracking because, like, the stadium was, like, there was not a lot of people. It was all, like, family. But it was really nerve-wracking because, like, you get to hit in the big leagues. So, it's, like, and you're only, like, 12. So, it's, like, your mind doesn't stimulate really good.
Yeah.
It's a little different than playing at the park in Tecumseh.
Mitchell Park.
Yeah. A little bit different. Yeah.
So, did they have, like, the fences brought in a little bit?
Yeah.
More, you know, not...
You're not hitting
400 to straightaway center. It was a little more like 300 maybe or something like that. Okay. That makes sense because, you know, you're obviously a good power hitter, but maybe not a major league power hitter yet.
Yet. It's in there.
It's working on it.
Are you a lefty or a righty?
I'm a righty.
Righty. Okay.
But we're working on my lefty swing. We're trying to make me switch hit.
Okay.
Oh.
There you go. Make so they can't substitute the pitchers against you when you can do that. That's all right. Yeah. Do you play any other positions besides catcher?
Yeah, mostly anywhere, but I pitch a lot too.
Okay. There you go. There you go. Is catcher your favorite position though?
Yeah, by far, yeah.
What do you like about being a catcher?
I like seeing the whole field and being a leader of the field because sometimes you get distracted playing in the infield, and then you get to be the leader of the field because you could see the whole field.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree with that statement. You have to be a pretty good leader when you're a catcher. That is for sure.
With the Home Run Derby down in Georgia, besides that cool T-shirt, did you get anything else for going?
Yeah, you got, like, a whole outfit. You got, like, turf shoes, socks, pants, belt, and a jersey and a hat.
Wow.
The whole thing.
Sweet. Yeah.
Nice.
Did you let your friends see it?
Yeah, I sent him pictures of it.
There you go.
Yeah.
There
you go. He put it on the gram.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sure someday when you graduate from high school and you have your open house, that'll be on display at your party. Well, it's a really cool honor. Do you just play baseball or do you play other sports?
I think it's four other sports. Oh. I do bowling, basketball, football. No, three other sports. Yeah, bowling, basketball, and football.
Okay. So football is next?
Yeah.
And is that through the Tecumseh youth team?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Very good. I'm sure your folks agree, too. It's good to play a lot of different sports.
Yeah, because you get a variety and you can go all.
Yeah. Well, you won't get tired of just playing one if you play a bunch because you take little breaks from each of them at times. So that's a good thing.
Max, did your whole family get to go? Just your mom and your sister, or who got to go watch you?
My mom and my dad. My sister stayed with my grandpa, and she was really supportive back in Tecumseh. And my mom and dad were really supportive about it. And I think I wouldn't have been there if my mom didn't push me to get, like, straight A's, and my dad, if he didn't push me to get, like, be a better leader and work with me all throughout, like, years of my baseball career.
And for your family and friends back here, were they able to, like, watch it online or something?
Yeah. My mom had it on Facebook Live, and then a guy that his kid was hitting, he had it on YouTube Live.
Oh, okay. So people were able to see. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Sweet.
I'm sure they were pretty excited about that, too. So. All right. Are you good, Ian?
Well, I was going to ask.
Oh,
you
looked at me like.
Do you get to enjoy summer now, Max, or are you getting right into football?
I have one more thing. I have a bowling tournament for the top 12 in the state and for my age group, and I have to go to that next weekend.
Nice.
So switch it from overhand throw to underhand.
Yeah.
Are you going to be a switch hand bowler, or are you going to stick with right hand?
Right hand.
Okay, well, that's good.
Do you use the finger holes, or are you one of these guys that spins the ball with
spins
two
hands?
You're a spinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, my son is too when he bowls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That seems to be the
I'm
new
afraid
thing.
My thumb's going to stay in the ball.
Yeah.
And either take are me you, or take
yeah.
my thumb
See,
with
I'm
it.
Old school. I still put my fingers in the finger holes. It's probably why I'm not as good a bowler as maybe people that spin it.
I don't know. I get blisters easy, too.
Well,
I'm not doing it right. Plus, I use a house ball, which...
Yeah, I don't have... You probably
I don't have
them
custom.
Too,
yeah.
Yeah. That's when you bowl seriously, it helps to have your own bowling ball, for sure.
Yeah. So help me out, Max. Are you middle school next year?
Going into seventh grade. You could call it middle school, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Because does middle school start in sixth grade in Tecumseh? Seventh?
No, so. It starts in... Well... In our middle school, we have fourth grade.
Oh, okay. They're in the
Got
one
it.
Building. Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Okay, that's right. Everybody's so different, it seems, like
I know.
These days.
Who knows?
So, which is okay.
Whatever I guess,
whatever
it's
works
wrong.
For your
that's
community.
That's just the way it works.
There you go.
Well, so. Max, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Talking about your home run derby experience.
And we look forward to talking to you down the road. I'm sure you're going to be part of Tecumseh baseball going forward when you get a little older. And we might even be out to cover some of your games when you're in high school.
Yeah, his coaches will email us all of his
there
stats.
There you go, Coach Bullinger. I'm sure he's excited to see you guys here in a few years.
All right, Max, thank you.
Yep.
All right, we've been listening to Max Gomez out in Tecumseh, the T-Mobile Home Run Derby Little League style participant, made it to the East Regional Final down in the Atlanta, Georgia area. We are going to take a break, and we're going to realign Lenawee. Little fun game. I'm going to realign where I think
Not
these
to be
schools
confused
should be
with
in.
Align Lenawee, the new group that's doing stuff over in Adrian.
That's why I said realign.
Yeah, okay.
Stick with it, John.
I'm with it.
All right, we're here to finish up the show next. Social media. Right?
Yeah.
You can take a picture of,
get a picture of Max,
maybe Max and family.
Yeah. In his gear.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Find us on social media, Facebook, X, Twitter, and maybe we can get it on Instagram.
Well,
we do have an Instagram account.
I don't.
All right. Ian and John, we'll be back. You're listening to Inside the Cave.